When a group of Latino Republican leaders met yesterday ahead of tonight's third Republican debate, Donald Trump was the only GOP candidate they specifically criticized. Trump has called for deporting all undocumented immigrants in the U.S. and building a great wall on the border with Mexico. But the Latino gathering had a message for all the GOP candidates as well. Alfonso Aguilar was there. He is director of the American Principles Project's Latino Partnership, a lobbying group. He's also former chief of the Office of Citizenship under President George W. Bush. He's going to the debate. He joins us from Colorado. And Alfonso, yesterday you said of Donald Trump, you're done. You really think that?
He's done. He's excommunicated, to put it in another way. And basically, we told Trump, we're done with you. We don't want to have anything to do with you. If you're the GOP nominee, don't count on our support. We think that he's going to lose the general election if he's the nominee, because for the Republicans to take back the White House, they have to do better with Latino voters. Trump cannot do better with Latino voters. So if he's the nominee, Republicans will lose the White House.
And you're just doing the math here, you know, the percentage of people, Hispanics in this country. But you also had a message for other GOP candidates.
Yes,
what was that?
We had a very clear warning that we are listening to them, their rhetoric, their proposals, and we're telling them, don't follow Trump's path. If you embrace Trump and his proposals, we'll single you out and we'll name names. Look, this is about the Latino community coming of age, more mature politically within Republican politics. You know, before we would participate, we would come in the general election. Now we're starting to voice our opinion in the primary to have an impact. We want a conservative in the White House, a good conservative, but somebody who's good and constructive on the immigration issue.
Well, at least one of the candidates might have been saying something you wanted to hear. Might have been Ohio Governor John Kasich, who's left the door open to a path to citizenship for immigrants. Some of the candidates talk about a path to legality, but not a path to citizenship. And he also said this yesterday, referring to someone wanting to deport 11 million undocumented immigrants. Let's listen.
We got one guy that says we ought to take 10 or 11 million people and pick them up. I don't know where we're going to go, in their homes, their apartments. We're going to pick them up and we're going to take them to the border and scream at them to get out of our country. I mean, that's just crazy.
Alfonso Aguilar, does he get points for that? He did not name Trump, and he refused to again today.
Yes, he does. But, you know, I think it's unfair, the generalization that Democrats and Hillary Clinton are making, that all Republican candidates are like Trump. The fact of the matter is that the majority of them are good conservatives who are good on immigration. Kasich, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Carly Fiorina, even Ben Carson has talked about the need for a guest worker program. Rand Paul as well. I mean, when did Hillary become such a great champion on immigration?
Well, Hillary Clinton did call for the women and children who were crossing the border in that surge last year to be sent back.
You know, she got angry because Jeb Bush used the term anchor baby. Where was she last year protecting those babies? She was calling for those children to be sent back to their home country in an expedited manner. And let me tell you, when she says that she's going to go further than Obama on executive action, she's sending a clear message to congressional Republicans that she's not going to work with them. And frankly, that means that we're not going to get immigration reform if she's the president, because the only way we can get immigration reform and provide a path to legal status to undocumented immigrants if we build consensus between Republicans and Democrats in Congress. So from our perspective, a vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote against immigration reform.
Well, let's take a look. I mean, Donald Trump has dropped in the polls to Ben Carson. Carson also supports a border fence, prosecuting people who cross the border illegally as opposed to catch and release. He doesn't think the 14th Amendment guaranteeing citizenship to people born here applies to children of undocumented Hispanics, babies who are born here. Those, you know, the pejorative is anchor babies. So is he your candidate?
We certainly think that a candidate who is endorsing ending birthright citizenship would have a hard time winning over Latino voters. But look, Bernie Sanders said that he voted against immigration reform, that he opposes the guest worker program. If he says that to Latinos, it's not going to go to the support of Latinos. So I think at the end, Latinos are going to look at the candidate, Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina.
With Jeb Bush for a second. While he does advocate legal status for the currently undocumented, again, not a path to citizenship, but legal status, he has defended the term anchor baby, a pejorative, the idea that people come and have babies to get birthright citizenship.
Now, well, first of all, I mean, this idea that they're going to vote for him because on one occasion he used the term anchor baby is just ridiculous. They know where Jeb Bush stands. They know from the get-go he's always been a defender and an advocate for immigration reform. So they trust Jeb Bush, and that's why Democrats are so afraid of somebody like Jeb Bush, because they know he could be very competitive with Latino voters. I believe if Jeb Bush is the candidate, he could go beyond 40% of the national level of the Hispanic vote, perhaps
okay.
Even get to 50%.
Alfonso Aguilar, director of the lobbying group, the American Principle Project's Latino Partnership. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
And we'll be watching tonight's debates.